have a listen to this. We've been talking about the recipients of bravery awards, and yesterday you heard of an incident that happened sort of 8 decades ago, a very, very long time ago. This one was only 2 years ago, and it was something like a scene from an action movie. Firefighter on the Sunshine Coast, Craig Hogarth, was leading a crew battling a blaze in a burning apartment building at King's Beach in Caloundra. Avoiding leaping flames and smoke, Mr. Hogarth put himself in harm's way to save the lives of two people who'd been overcome by really thick smoke from the fire and were lying unconscious in the building. Yesterday, his actions were recognised with a commemoration in the National Bravery Awards. So we're talking to brave Queenslanders this afternoon, and it's great to have you on the program, Craig. Congratulations.
Thank you for that.
Thanks for being with us. I can almost hear you blushing from here. Can you tell us a little bit more about that that fire 2 years ago? What time of day did it happen?
Yeah, that happened at 1:30 in the morning, and it was a normal brigade alarm where we'd go there. And on arrival, we had a bottom story unit well involved with fire. And our initial actions were we had to stop the spread of the fire going up the building, and then also determine if everybody was out of the building. And I had the officer in charge to do a 360, so I passed the fire into the main foyer and found that that had been compromised and all full of smoke, and that's where I located the two people and got them out.
What was it like getting across that walkway? Like, I understand to actually reach the building, you had to cross a 3-metre concrete walkway with flames sort of, you know, moving across it.
Yeah, well, it was a 3-metre walkway which went to the foyer, and the foyer was behind the unit, was on fire, and it was coming out the window, so you just had to stay down a bit lower because the flames were going above and get to the foyer that way.
What was the situation with light? It's 1:30 in the morning, I'm imagining with a fire of that sort of ferocity, the electricity may have been down.
Plenty of light from the fire,
because
it was external of the building at that stage, and but inside, pitch black.
Okay. How disorientating is that, particularly with that level of smoke as well and dark?
We do inspect these buildings to make sure they're up to safety levels. I knew this building, and I knew where the entry was, and I knew what was inside the foyer and where the lifts were. That's where the panel is that tells you what's on fire and what areas have been involved. I had the key to the front door, where that's where everybody comes in and out of the building. I've opened that door, and the smoke was down to the ground, unable to see anybody at that stage. And then I've opened the door fully, dragged the mat to ensure that I didn't get stuck in there, and then leant in there as far as I possibly could, holding my breath. And that's when I touched a hand of one female.
Did you know who you were looking for at the time?
No, because the front unit were already determined that they were out, and the one next to it were out. All that is there was no information from anyone else, no 000 calls. So all that is from training is you check these areas, and
wow,
that's what I was doing.
And when you touched that hand, how did you feel?
I knew things were serious then, and at that stage I had to back out right to the edge of the building and get some fresh air into the lungs and then go in and grab her, and that's when I knew there was someone else there because I got tangled up. So I've removed Irene, was the name, out to the edge of the building and gone in and got Roger. And at that stage I thought there was more in the lift, because being the common egress of the building, that I thought, well, if I've come down there, somebody else would have as well, and had another go and got as far as the lift, and I thought, that's it, I'm spent. Because you normally have a breathing apparatus on if you've got the crews, but they're out the front donning the breathing apparatus and stopping the spread of the fire. So it was one of those moments where, yes, you have to do this, you have to do it now. That's what happened.